Back to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and I've got a very special guest with me today.
Hatchet Cameron here.
Hatchet, how are you?
Doing fine. Hard not to do fine. Such a great day ahead, and boy, are we going to be able to bring a lot of action to our listeners.
Oh, we absolutely
are. Am I lying?
You never lie. Listen, folks may know Hatchet. Every week we do the death ball. You cover the death ball games there.
And, yeah, I do. It's a labor of love.
It's Halloween.
Labor of love.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. You get
and,
to hurt people.
You know, every year, folks are kind of getting used to it. It's become sort of a town event, town-wide event. We all gather around, and it is the siege of Lord Gorth.
Gorthapalooza.
Exactly.
That's how we look at it.
Now, every year, Lord Gorth, the sort of the warlord around these parts, he comes in from the southwest, and he gets right in there with the flying V action, and he tries to siege Amarillo.
It's really something to see. Some people actually plan their entire vacation around this.
Yeah.
They can't get enough.
Yeah.
When Lord Gorth comes to town, he's coming to play.
You've got folks from Pueblo Diablo. They've come down south. You've got folks from Oil City. They've all come here to see the carnage, to see the beauty of it all.
Because the guy is prepared. You know, you have to hand it to a guy. He's got game. He comes prepared to exercise that game. And, you know, wow. Just to see how few are really going to be left standing at the end of the afternoon.
So there's going to be a lot of death.
Yeah.
There definitely is. Now, the stars on Lord Gorth's team, of course, we've got Savage Mike, who comes in with the brawn and the muscle. He's got his assault troopers who kind of, we're expecting them to sort of try to flank up the up Lord Gorth Tollway, you think? Okay. All right. And there's going to be a lot of stars here, going to be a lot of corpses.
Well, there's stuff going on in virtually every section of town. I mean, that's, you know, we are beautifully positioned here on top of the wall. And it's a little precarious, so something bad could happen to us, too. You know, we are not out of the line of danger.
That's true. But now, we should explain to folks where we are. We are behind the lines, so to speak. We have a great view of Valley Warblight, which is the sort of no man's land where a lot of the action is going to go down. And we are on top of this abandoned building that has been sort of joined with the wall, the defense wall, the Amarillo wall, and we're just going to watch the fighting.
Well, that's what we love to do each and every year. We certainly hope, as in past years, that having the Wasteland Radio flags flying will make sure people know not to shoot at us.
Please, yes.
That was so unpleasant last year.
Hopefully, yeah.
Not good.
Now,
that's why there's only two of us this year.
Well, he'll be missed. Rest in peace, Jake. Anyway, now can you kind of give us an overview? You're looking down on the battlefield. We're looking down. You're great with the play-by-plays.
It is really something to see today. The people are out here in tens and twenties. They're perfectly dressed for it. People have basically grabbed up whatever object of hard core protection they could possibly find.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people wearing bits of pie plates and coffee cans and all sorts of things that they were able to find because they know that at any moment, hellfire and debris is just going to rain down.
They could meet their maker.
They certainly hope to.
They could.
They'd
exactly.
like to find who is responsible for all this, but right now, that's what we are looking at. A great day. You got Lord Gorth on the one end.
Now there have been
rumors. Have you been picking up on any of the scuttlebutt going out throughout town?
I don't know what a scuttlebutt is. Please explain.
It's a little critters, but no. we're talking here about the rumor mill.
Now, what's that?
The rumor mill's been grinding.
There's a lot of commentators this time of year. You know how the rumors
fly.
It
does bring them out. But apparently, Lord Gorth may have a couple of surprises in store for him as well. That's all I'm saying from what I've heard. Just not going to tip my hand totally.
You can't tell us.
No, I can't say a word and all
are
that.
We
you
talking...
start talking rebellion, you're in. Now see? Now look what you made me say.
Are we talking?
You made me say the word.
All right. Well, listen. What? All right. Now that's hearsay. That's hearsay. That's he said, she said. What are we looking at right now in the way of Gorth's heavy artillery?
He's got more. Gorth's got to have about at least 250, maybe 3,000 people down there. It's really kind of hard to figure.
Yep. Spiked armor, mortars, and you can hear them. You know what? Let's take a second right now just to soak in the sounds of today. Give folks a second. You can hear the mortars. You can hear the machine gun fire.
It's almost like being there. We are there.
Yeah. Well, we're here, yeah. Can you hear the dying and the screaming? It's amazing. I mean, you really, you don't see something like this every day.
Makes you feel happy to be alive,
doesn't it? It's a spectacle, yeah.
Because that's not you.
Exactly.
You're not growing.
It reminds you you're still alive.
It does. See, we just lost another one. There's about three or four down there that apparently are practicing. We do tell you too, folks, if you're going to plan on practicing, you might as well not even show up.
Yeah.
Bad things can happen, and you save your fight for Lord Gorth.
Exactly. And now out in Valley Warblight, which is sort of the no man's land, that's where a lot of the shelling, a lot of the killing is going on.
That's why there's no men.
Now, the lines are forming up. Is it looking like they're going to attack?
Well, it looks like they're getting ready for something. Right now, they're flinging a lot of verbal garbage. They're screaming a lot of insults at one another.
And you can hear it.
They're making fun of each other's clothing choices.
You can hear the death drums. Which is exactly what Lord Gorth is known for. The taunting. He wants to put the fear of God into you, into the children, men and women of Amarillo.
Well, it seems to be working.
How do you fight that? How do you fight the fear of God when your bowels sort of clench up?
I was going to say,
cold.
No liquids.
You can imagine your own death, and it's horrifying, and you just want to hide in a hole. How do you fight that?
You start by not taking in any liquids for a good 8 to 10 hours before you show up to one of these things, because you just know you're going to.
Good advice
yourself.
For amateurs.
It's important because it sends the wrong message. You know, you're trying to put as much fear into the other guy as possible. And if you're standing there with essentially a lap blotter, it's just not good.
Exactly.
Now, it does not put a lot of fear into the other team. Generally, it gets them pretty roused.
Now, it looks like this first siege is going to start soon. Listen, let's take a music break. When we come right back, it should be by the time. It looks like they're almost formed up and they're getting riled up for their first.
There's
sort
some pretty
of
funky formations. The Gorth team at this point has made themselves into what appears to be some kind of giant rhinoceros shape.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do such a thing, but
there's
they're ready for something.
You can see the horn. And you can see there's a lot of scurrying around, a lot of action around the artillery outposts that Lord Gorth has set up out on Hollywood Road out there. Let's get into a music break. Punky Punkin' by Fran Allison. It is Halloween.
Let her rip.
And we'll be right back. Wasteland Radio.
Hi, this is Joe McCain. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. Don't forget to vote for me.
This is Bob from Bob's Iguana on a Stick Shack, telling you to round up the whole family and take them down to Bob's Iguana on a Stick Shack. Are you in the mood for tasty, succulent iguana meat? Are you in the mood for tasty, succulent any meat? We have rat meat. We have dog meat. We have iguana meat. Anything your heart desires, it is on a stick for you to enjoy. Except human meat, of course. There's no human meat available at Bob's Iguana on a Stick Shack. No human meat. Come on down. Located right between Lorenzo's Hub Landing and Best Ammo Depot in the Hub.
Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, happy all the day. And his great big smile will scare your cares away. Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, never wears a frown. You can see that he's cut out to be a clown. The candlelight inside him makes his eyes light up and gleam. They shine right through the window at you for a hop, pumpkin pie. Yes, he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Punky pumpkin, the smiling pumpkin, grinning happily. You can count his teeth, 'cause he has only three. Punky pumpkin, the winking pumpkin, blinks his eye at you, for his favorite game is playing peek-a-boo. His birthday is on Halloween, so that's a special date for all the other jack-o'-lanterns to get together and celebrate. Punky pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. I wouldn't trade his sunny smile and funny nose and winking eyes for a bakery full of pumpkin pie.
I love that song. I really do. Hatchet, we're back. We're back from a music break. Punky Pumpkin. Listen, I want to... It's Halloween.
Makes me a little moist.
It's that special time of year when Lord Gorth attacks. What are some of your childhood memories? Because you've been in Amarillo your whole life, New Amarillo.
Well, Mom would put a lot of work into the planning of the Gorth stew for the big night. You know, he always knew, big Duluth that he is.
Oh,
he always know when he's going to pull the big ring and he's going to get out there and have the big attack. But we would do it upright the night before. I mean, face it. When you're facing
he's a great warlord.
Well, you don't know if you're going to survive
attacking.
The day.
Yeah.
He's surviving. He's attacking. He's wrecking as much of the town as he can. And you don't know if you're going to be in the wrecked part or the non-wrecked part. So you try to live it up, and that's what we would try to do.
Now, there are some folks. We've had a lot of immigrants coming into town for the first time. You might not be familiar with what exactly is going on. Let me explain. Every year around Halloween, I don't know what it is, but Lord Gorth, now he's the big warlord around here, around North Texas.
Very large man.
Literally, actually, yeah. And he comes in usually on the southwest because I believe it's the landscape. There's the slope going downward where you can
kind
of get a good
momentum.
Well,
he doesn't like to give away
a
lot of aroma scents, if you know what I mean.
You know,
if you can smell him coming, that usually gives you too much of an advantage.
And
so
you can't
he picks
smell
his
him
direction.
Coming.
Oh,
you can't,
man.
You actually were able
not
to...
Not a fan of the soap.
You actually interviewed him on the eve of one of the battles.
Can you tell me about
his appearance? What was he like?
Well, it was hard to see him. I was about a block and a half away.
Oh,
we used a very long microphone to try to you know really capture him.
And that's
you don't want to get within stench range at this point.
It's
toxic.
And I can remember I was only an intern at the station at that time, and that was
well. It's often why my voice sounded so bad because I sounded like I was way back here, even though I really wasn't. But I couldn't get close to him. I couldn't do it. So I would shout the questions at him.
So would you say that's one of your favorite Halloween memories, interviewing Lord Gorth? That must have been terrifying.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not entirely sure it's him until he vaporizes three people standing next to you.
Yeah, that's his signature
thing. You don't know whether you want to run away or just stand there and be starstruck.
Exactly.
He's an important man.
He's got that laser gun going on.
Oh,
you don't see a lot of those. You don't see a lot of them.
No, he does have one. He doesn't really like other people to have him.
And he liquefies folks. And that's how you can spot him on the battlefield. You see that green light zipping off and melting people. You hear
the guy's 7.5 feet tall for starters, so he's not exactly going to blend into the crowd.
That's true. Yeah, but then he's got that green the laser pistol, and
he's got the laser pistols.
You know.
And again, it's the sparkly shoes.
That
you
too?
Know for my that
you know
you,
what
you're not gonna, you're not going to lose him in the dark. You're always going to know where your leader is.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, bless his heart, he finds a way to coordinate it, and the colors all match.
So glittering shoes, a tactical advantage?
I think so. I think so. It basically dares the opposing force to, do something crazy. Hey, what you got? Look, I'm standing here in glittery shoes and flying ray guns.
Oh, wait. They're coming at us. Now, listen, we've got the Lord Gorth's army is coming at the wall. Can we start maybe with a play-by-play?
It probably would be a good idea right now to do a little housekeeping. Okay, so as we begin our broadcast, the big battle is definitely going to be coming. It looks like the residual forces are coming along Route 40. Now, if you are in the vicinity of Fillmore or Main Street, you can pretty much go about your lives for the next little while because the battle's not going to interrupt you.
Yep.
But as you go down toward Amarillo Avenue, now here is where we're talking. You go from the Blaze Tower right on all over to the Riley Medical Center. It is going to be tense.
You want to stay away. You're going to have shelling.
You're not going to get a lot of shopping done. You're not going to really be able to do much with the kids, so it might be a good day to plan alternate activities out of that
range. Especially
if
the kids are hit with some kind of mortar or something like that.
Well, you want to be within range to get them to a little bit of assistance, probably. I mean, they're children, they're lighter, they're easier to carry, but at the same point, if the kid is gushing like a bad wine bladder,
yep.
Not a lot.
Now it is obviously a festive time in town, but Mayor Jill McKay still has some warnings for folks. She wants, if you can, stay close to Riley Medical Center, just in case.
Now, if you start bleeding in any particular moment, it's good to be there.
Yep, okay. She also suggests that folks, if you are afraid, if you're old, if maybe you're infirmed, you do want to stay to the back. Stay towards Main Street. Stay away from the front of the action.
Because that would make very good sense.
You're only going to get underfoot.
If you're not
you
in
don't
a position
want to be a
to,
body in somebody's
no,
way.
No, if you're not in a position to really wield holy hellfire on somebody, you want to be the hell away from that.
Get out of there. Just stay away. Now, they're coming up.
Yeah.
They're coming up now. Can we get the play-by-play action going on? I see the... I mean, if we look to the
You got about 35 or 40 folks at the moment all brandishing some kind of large bludgeoning objects of some kind. I mean,
yeah.
These people, they're scavengers. They grab whatever they possibly can. Mm-hmm. Usually,
now, that one with a shotgun, can you see him moving along the rubble there? He's very wily, very... do you know him?
That would be old Dan Brown. Now he's come off of the farm at every one of these, and
so
it's funny you mentioned the shotgun actually because that now functions as his left leg. He had it eaten clean off. Three Gorths ago, and now basically has attached that shotgun. As you look closely, you'll see right there that is actually his left leg.
Now, for folks who don't know, in the territory of Gorth, which Amarillo technically is, but we're kind of our own city state.
We like to think of it that
we
way.
We don't refer to years as years. They don't refer to years as years. They refer to them as Gorths.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And sometimes we
how many
use
Gorths
that.
Ago? I mean, again, every annum, Lord Gorth issues his big surprise attack right around Halloween.
Yeah.
And after a while, it was like, what's the point? You know,
yeah.
There's really
yeah.
only these days. What are you going to do? You don't have Christmas anymore.
Yep.
That's done.
Exactly.
So you look forward to the Gorths.
Exactly. Definitely. But let's kind of show folks what's going on. Yeah. Now, to the west, we're seeing some heavy mortar fire. It looks like they're trying to get a bead on the Route 40 towers coming into town.
Well, that would be a logical target.
Probably
If you can take the towers out, I don't really know to the extent that it affects the day-to-day, but there's just something in like the DNA that says we're in a battle. There are towers there. We should take them down.
It's the thing to do.
It really is the thing to do.
Well,
it's part of, I think, what we like to consider.
Do you think it's hype? Do you think it's all hype, the towers?
It's a little battle etiquette, I think, is what it really is.
To take the towers first.
Yeah.
Because you really dishearten the
You start with
foe.
The towers. You start with the towers, and then you work your way, basically alphabetically by height, you work your way down to the lower structures.
Yes, definitely.
It just decimates the enemy. It does bad things to their mood. You take away tall things. Tall things represent power and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
When the tall things are gone, what are you left with? Essentially, an elaborate garden.
Now, directly below the wall, we've got this. We've got a minefield. Have you ever seen the battle go beyond the minefield?
Yeah, well, no, nobody really goes beyond the minefield. Getting through the minefield is the
thing. So Gorth has never made it through that minefield?
No.
Wow.
He has sent no end of locals through it trying to find a path.
Yep.
But, you know, again, you can't do that a lot.
Well, listen, we're going to take a music break. We're going to come back to all the action right here. This is the Lord Gorth Siege play-by-play. We're going to watch it all unfold, and we're going to listen to it.
It's a big day, a beautiful day.
Can you hear the gunfire?
Oh, man. I love that sound.
The guts flying.
I love that.
Halloween Spooks, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. We'll get right back to the play-by-play. This is Wasteland Radio.
Children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. Now things are all right. Things have not, are not going well. We kind of spoke too soon when we said no one's ever made it past the minefield.
No one's ever made it past the minefield, let alone past the minefield and essentially up the wall. Talk about driving you up the wall. People are racing. They're zipping up and down the wall here.
This is Lord Gorth. This is Lord Gorth's crew. I did not anticipate tanks.
He has brought
tanks. He's got all kinds of stuff. They're putting ladders that they're using to traverse the minefield.
It's a lot more effort than he's ever put out before.
I've never seen anything like this before. I know you haven't because we were talking during the music break. And
a little tough to concentrate on the music, I'll tell
this
you.
Okay. We're just journalists here. Journalists.
They respect the flags. That's why we're the flags. Are the Wasteland Radio flags?
And it's the only station, folks. Why are they shelling our station? But anyway, okay, all right. We're not safe here. I mean, the mortars are flying all around us. They're falling around us.
We should move.
We've got battle going on.
We should probably go to another place. To be able to tell people what it is that's going on, because right now it's getting a little tight and tense up here.
All right, okay. So, folks, listen. How about we take a we'll take a commercial break and then...
Fillmore Street, was it Fillmore? This is not good!
Hatchet!
Over here!
Hatchet!
And over there!
Hatchet!
And a little bit over there!
Oh my... folks!
Not a good day.
Our trusty sports reporter is literally in pieces. A mortar fell right on this rooftop where we're situated.
Yeah, you think that's what happened?
Hatchet, are you going to be all right? That's a stupid question.
Right as we're in a second.
Listen,
get a basket and get the rest of me over here.
Hatchet, come on, hang on. Hang on. Hang in there.
Oh, I have such a headache.
Hatchet. Folks, Hatchet's dead. I've got to get off this rooftop. It is not safe here. We've still got battling going on. There's swords and knives. Oh my gosh. I've been set upon.
You on the wall. You will come down now. Abandoned.
that electronic wasteland and come to the bottom of this wall now.
Folks, I don't know if you can hear that. There's some kind of there's some kind of shouting.
I am the righteous Reverend General Norman Allworthy, and my rebels here are against the future. We represent the Canadian Rural Advancement Foundation, and are intending to lay waste to this pitiful excuse for electronic hell that has done it to all of us.
Folks, I don't know if you can, you can't see this right now, but I am looking, down over this building, and there is a man at the foot of the building near the entrance, and he has got an army of people. Sir,
put down that tiny talking stick, String Bean, and get yourself down here with real people.
All right, folks, I'm gonna make my way down here. This guy, hopefully, I don't know whose side he's on, but it's worth a try.
We're on the side of humanity, not on the side of all these wires and electric hellfire you've placed so much truck with.
All right, buddy, who are you?
Righteous Reverend General Norman Allworthy of the Canadian Rural Advancement Foundation.
To be honest, I don't care who you are. Lord Gorth is storming the wall. Have you not seen the carnage? Shouldn't you be getting out of town like everyone else should
be
right now?
You need to listen for a minute. Listen. What are you hearing?
Death.
You're hearing death.
Explosions.
Period. It's a little silent at the moment, Jimmy boy.
My name's Charlie.
Whatever. My people are in the process of laying waste to these electronic followers, Satan's own electronic followers of the wire. We have no regard and no desire to continue such conversations because the world needs to go back to a righteous place before you and your kin and your little radio station laid waste to it. That is the wasteland.
All right. I'm not following you right now. Are you going to help us, or whose side are you on? Are you teaming up?
We're on the side of humanity, and if you are with us, you will put down that little funny talking stick and these wires and these sparklies, and you will come with us in the interest of humanity. We need to dial it back, son, to a time before all of this where we were doing just fine. Read your history.
Listen, folks, we're going to take a music break right now. It's Halloween, the King Sisters. I don't know what's going on. There's this army on both sides of the wall. Lord Gorth is on one side. I'm literally trapped between, well, not literally, I'm trapped between a rock and a hard place right now. This guy seems very angry at me for some reason. On the other side of the wall, you've got Lord Gorth attacking. It's insanity. It's Halloween, the King
Who
Sisters.
Who are you talking to?
On Halloween, kids do a lot of pranks.
Folks, welcome back to Wasteland Radio. As you may be aware right now, Lord Gorth has stormed through the gates. He's over the wall. He is in Amarillo. He's in the city. And his army is forming up on the western side of Amarillo Avenue. And this fellow, this guy who's talking about wires, and his name again is Norman Allworthy, I guess. This is what I've gathered. He is the leader of some kind of anti-technology cult, or it's not important right now. What is important is that he has pledged to defend Amarillo from Lord Gorth. And, okay, that's important right now. I mean, the sheriff is, we don't know where the sheriff is. We don't know where the defense league is on this one. So, I mean, he is our only hope at this point to save Amarillo. I don't want to be sold into slavery. I don't know about you. You know, I've got a very milky complexion. I can't handle the sun. I don't want to be out, you know, digging stones or whatever slaves do. But, all right, so hopefully, you know, they're formed up on either side of the roadway. You've got Lord Gorth's side on one side, and there's just, he's got hundreds of men. If you look down the street, and they've got machine guns. They've got all kinds of weapons. They've got bats with swords and all kinds of stuff. And on the other side, folks, I am in the middle of this, and you can see Mr. Norman Allworthy. He's on the other side, and he's got, I mean, baseball bats and knives and
the righteous Reverend General Norman Allworthy of the Canadian Rural Advancement Foundation is how you will address me, son.
All right, he's back.
Now stand down. Gorth, stand down.
I don't think he's going to stand down, sir.
He will surrender his wiry things and his electronic devices and his machinations of evil.
His tanks.
Them too. All will be standing down.
It doesn't look
like
it.
We may not have the numbers, but we have heart and we have humanity on our sides, along with a variety of branches, picks, shovels, and very large kind of spiky rocks.
Now, folks, this fellow seems to think that Lord Gorth is going to put his tail between his legs and shuffle off. But
that is the idea.
But you can hear the chanting. You can hear the chanting from Gorth's followers.
It's
It looks like, folks, they're coming at us. They're coming at us.
Then pick up your sticks. Get your pointy rocks ready.
It's battle.
Damn, that hurts.
Yeah.
Hey!